A package of amendments has been added to the National Defense Authorization Act, which will require the Defense Department and the Environmental Protection Agency to monitor and clean up PFAS. Congressman Brendan Boyle has been pushing for PFAS legislation for 5 years.
It would create an online health database for military personnel, because a lot of the focus so far, understandably, has been on longtime residents. But there hasn't been as much focus on those who worked on the bases for sometimes decades.
Boyle says this bill is a good start, but
some steps have been taken, but they are just completely insufficient, like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound.
Scott Faber is with the Environmental Working Group, which has compiled a map of PFAS contamination across the country.
I can't underscore how little law is on the books with regards to PFAS chemicals. We don't know about most of the contamination. We don't know most of the sources of contamination. There are no requirements to restrict new PFAS discharges into the air and water.
The bill had bipartisan support. The EWG estimates that more than 100 million Americans could be drinking PFAS-contaminated water. Kim Glovis, KYW News Radio.